The historic Garrick's Head pub originally opened in 1867 as the Garrick's Head Saloon and would soon have many a tale to tell. Along with spooky stories of the ghost variety, the pub, now double its original size, is also located in Bastion Square, close to the old courthouse and where they used to do hangings. They would bring them to the Garrick's Head for their last drink before they were hung in the square, says the pub's general manager, Jay Novak. The hanging judge back then was Matthew Begbie, and we now have a street here named after him. Novak joined what had long since been renamed the Garrick's Head in 1999, and oversaw its expansion in 2012. He also coordinated the building of the Churchill Bar next door, before leaving to pursue some other opportunities. He returned to get the pubs back on track after COVID and is now general manager for both. The Garrick's Head is also believed to be haunted and used to be part of a ghost tour in Victoria. Novak started as a cook in 1999, before fairly quickly moving to the bar and then onto the general manager's role. My original goal was to increase business. We've always been really craft beer focused, and it wasn't until we expanded that we brought in any domestic beer. There's now 65 beer taps in here, so there's lots to play with. The front half of the pub used to be a women's clothing store, Breeze. When they decided not to renew their lease, Novak and the Garrick's Head owners jumped at the chance to expand. There was a lot of jumping through hoops and going through City Hall to expand the liquor license, plus lots of construction. But we had our own maintenance guys and built everything ourselves, the bar, these tables, the round lights. They did everything. We also brought in wood flooring from an old warehouse in Washington, so it kind of matched the old flooring in the back section. Now it's a case of maintaining everything. I mean, it's an old building. There are constantly things happening, you know? The Churchill and the Garrick's Head share the Garrick's Head kitchen, but have different menus. I have a full-time chef who's been here for many years and has great guys in the kitchen, and they make almost everything from scratch. So what now makes the Garrick's Head unique? All the windows, people like sitting in the windows. The draft, the 65 beer taps is definitely what brings people in, and we have a 30-foot bar with lots of bar stools. And then the staff. I mean, my bar manager, Corey, just celebrated 20 years here. And I think Amanda, on the bar today, has been here for 10 or 12 years. So it's the same people coming in to see those people. And TVs for sports. So, yeah, sports, beer and staff, I would say, are the three big things we have. The pub doesn't have themed nights, but they have a DJ on the weekends. We were finding younger people were here until 10 or 11 o'clock on the weekends and then leaving to go elsewhere for music. So I brought in a DJ to try to make it a little bit more lively and keep people around. Signature drinks? Well, a Pilsner or Hoynes Dark Matter are best sellers, Novak says, though in selecting new beers, he's on the lookout for whatever is new, fun and tasty. People enjoy the slushy drinks, such as Summersby Apple Cider, and will sometimes add slush to the top of a beer. Caesars are popular, as are Shafts. Victoria's very Shaft proud and everybody makes them. But it's a beer bar, mainly with some old school cocktails. I sampled the tasty patio gin and soda. On the signature dish front, Novak highlights their delicious pork belly, which I was treated to. Shout out to Amanda Thompson and Kate Downey for their excellent service, and the Garrick's Head poutine. I think the pork belly should be showcased, but people do also really love our poutine, Novak says. And our burgers are really good. In addition, we have some curry dishes and a pot pie on the menu, and we also have a late night menu featuring big hot dogs. But I'd say the pork belly is probably number one. When it comes to customers, Novak says the Garrick's Head has its own loyal troop. I think locals and regulars have their places, you know. It's the tourists, you know, coming off the cruise ships. They're the ones whose attention you want to catch. Everybody has sandwich boards out on the street with their daily specials and stuff like that. So I think that's just how the tourists decide. And there's a lot of cruise ships in the summer, sometimes 12,000 people a day. So we just keep a schedule, so we know what time the cruise ships are coming in and what time they leave and how many passengers are on it. and in the future. Every now and then we change up the menus, but other than that it's getting close to a well-oiled machine. We focus on keeping our locals happy, as they support us throughout the winter. But otherwise we'll just keep doing what we're doing. To learn more, visit GerricksHead.com.